Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, this week's Parsha is Shoftim.
That's true, the Parsha of Shoftim. The Parsha of Shoftim has an interesting conclusion because it deals with service in the army. And that when the Jewish people went to war, the priests, the chaplains, so to speak, made announcements. And they said a person that just built a house and didn't have a chance to dedicate it to live in it, he should go home.
Exempt.
Exempt. A person that is betrothed to a woman and has not been able to marry her yet, he should go home. A person that's planted a vineyard or a field and has been unable to till it and harvest the crops, he should go home. And then they said, a person that's afraid and soft-hearted, he should go home. Well, you know, that would pretty much limit the size of the army.
Sounds like it.
Right? Yeah, yes. No, who'd be left? So what did they have in mind when they set up such criteria? That's very, very interesting insight that the Torah gives us. Person is willing to die for his home if it's his home. He's willing to die for his family if it's his family. He's willing to die for his property if it's his property. But as long as it's not his home, it's not his wife, it's not his family, it's not that, so, you know, so you, so to speak, so...
I'll
shoot in the air. I mean, why do I have to shoot straight, right?
Keep my head down.
That's right. I'll stay in the trench. And as the Torah realized that. The Torah is the great psychologist of all time. Now, the Torah said, you know, these people to be an effective soldier, you have to have something to die for. You have to have something on the line, family, property, a cause, right? We're not guns for hire. And what about people who are afraid? So it's interesting that the Talmud says, afraid? Everybody's afraid. So Rabbi Akiva said he's afraid of the sins that he has. He's afraid that he won't have enough merit. Because as Jews saw the war, anybody that survives a war is because of the fact that God, so to speak, voted for him. You have to have merit, either his merit, the merit of generations before, he saved for a purpose. It's not just hit or miss, random. And because of that, therefore, if he's afraid of his sins, he's afraid that he hasn't really done anything to merit it.
He has reason to be afraid.
So then he has reason to be afraid. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's a fear over and above the fear of shells and bullets and gas and all that everybody's afraid of. Mm-hmm. But there's an additional fear, and that's the additional fear that sends him home. I had when I was a rabbi in Miami Beach, so the gabbai in the shul, the man that really took care of everything, you know, every rabbi needs somebody to take care of it so that people will think that the rabbi is working, but really somebody else took care of it, right? So I had a Jew that he served in the American Army in the First World War. He was put on the pile of the dead to be buried. And when they took him out to the cemetery to bury him, the pallbearer said, hey, this guy is, you know, he's moving. And they brought him back from the dead. He had a plate in his head and a plate in his arm, but he lived to be 96. Mm-hmm. And he always used to tell me, he said, when they saved me, I said, I'm going to devote my life to the synagogue. So even though he was a policeman for a while and he did all sorts of jobs, but his life was the synagogue. Mm-hmm. He said, God pulled me out of the dead, right? So I'm going to do something back for him. Mm-hmm. So that's the idea of soldiering that the Torah wants to inspire. I think you see it in the Israeli army very, very clearly, that everybody feels that there's a cause. You know, all the politics are left at home, but then there's a cause. And not only there's a cause, everyone feels there's a merit that's supporting them too. And so even though war is war and it's terrible, and we all wish it were not so, but nevertheless, that's the secret of being able to sustain oneself and having a society that will build for a better time and build for peace, so that the priest will never have to announce to soldiers who is afraid, let him go home.
Rabbi Beryl Wein with a true message of Torah and peace. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.